Track 6, Through the Centuries. Looking at three art pieces that depict different eras in Birmingham's history, the 19th, 20th and 21st centuries. From the main entrance to the visitor centre, head 4 metres or approximately 6 steps to the left. On your left, there are original arched windows overlooking the courtyard. Turning to your right, there are 3 large model displays depicting 19th, 20th and 21st century Birmingham. On your left, there are original arched windows overlooking the courtyard. Turning to your right, there are 3 large model displays depicting 19th, 20th and 21st century Birmingham on the left wall. These works aim to demonstrate the fast-changing landscape of the city over the centuries, but with the roundhouse being ever-present from Victorian Britain to modern day. These works were created by local artist Spaceplay, who specialise in creating 3D models and objects, particularly inspired by brutalist design, something Birmingham is well known for. You can hear how they created each specific design later. 19th century. The first large model depicts the red-brown Victorian brick of 19th century Birmingham. There are a variety of key figures and landmarks included from the time, including Joseph Chamberlain, Edgbaston Reservoir, and Working Horses. This is a tactile piece of work. Please feel free to reach out and touch the laser cutting. Here are some words written by the people at Spaceplay to tell us more about the process of making this piece.
Our 19th century map is a story of Birmingham becoming a city. Thinking about Victorian Birmingham initially conjures up images of smoke and steam, dirt and grime, but we began our exploration of this map portrayal by thinking about the places and characters and objects that would best represent the complex layers of a rapidly growing industrial city. We also wanted to emphasise the often untold stories of the city in order to champion the people of the city. In the 19th century, Birmingham was maturing politically, and with the civic gospel implemented through Joseph Chamberlain's governance, quality of urban life was vastly improved. But this was underpinned by the industrious character of the population and the hard work of Birmingham families, especially women. The Birmingham Corporation brought things like clean water, street lights and waste collection to the city, but it was people like the lamplighters, market traders and the people transporting goods who kept the city beating. The energy was also down to the vast number of factory workers, including many women who offered highly skilled labour in trades such as the nib pen for manufacturing. Birmingham was a city of nonconformity and so became an important place for migration and the transfer of skills across a diverse population. Once the sketches were completed and the overall composition of the map was designed, we then had to develop the 3D form of the map. We converted our sketches into a series of silhouette drawings that could be layered in order to build up a 3D relief. This Victorian map has a fine-grained street plan with the canal and rail networks layered above to express those two networks as key transportation infrastructure. Each sketch was split into 2 or 3 parts which were raised forward to create the relief form. Line drawings and textures were then added to the varying layers to bring definition to each image. These 5 layers were then cut out of sheets of wood using laser cutting technology. The line drawings and textures were also engraved into the wood with the laser cutting machines, and the 5 layers were then glued together by hand to create the master mould. Once the master mould was fixed together and had dried, it was used to create a casting mould. We used silicone rubber to create this mould by pouring a liquid mixture over the wooden mat. The silicone sets as a firm rubber and after several hours can then be peeled away from the master mould, creating a perfect imprint of it. The final map was then cast using clay-coloured jessamonite, which is a resin-based plaster designed to look like natural stone. We chose this material to represent the brick vernacular of the 19th century Birmingham. A total of 6 kilograms of jessamonite was mixed by hand and cast into the silicone mould. After 24 hours, the mould was peeled away, leaving a solid cast relief of the artwork we had designed.
There is a short poem written underneath the board which reads, 19th century Birmingham, the Victorian era. People arrive here every day in spades. fueling the city of 1,000 trades. Hard workers and pioneers pulled the strings to stock a new world with all manner of things. Underneath the laser cutting is a version printed on paper with a list of all the figures and landmarks included in the piece. 1. Steam trains bring goods and passengers into the city, found in the top right of the model. 2. Curzon Street Station is the first station serving London to Birmingham trains, found in the top right of the model. 3. Joseph Chamberlain runs the biggest screw manufacturer in England. 4. With Joseph Nettlefold. 5. He forms a local government according to George Dawson's Civics Gospel. 6. Jesse Collings helps him to revolutionise state schooling. These figures can be found in the upper centre of the model. 7. Queen's College and Mason Science College are established as the origins of University of Birmingham, found in the bottom left in the model. 8. Horsepower is the main transport system through the city's cobbled streets, found in the centre of the model. 9. Birmingham's workshops produce coins, buttons, pens, guns, screws, and padlocks, found at the top centre of the model. 10. Women are an important part of the workforce providing skilled labour, found in the centre of the model. 11. Ideas are shared across classes in pubs and coffee houses, mostly provides a stop-off point for those travelling into the city, found at the bottom centre of the model. 12. Working classes live in the poorer central areas of the city, found at the bottom centre of the model. 13. Back-to-back housing is built to house the growing workforce, found in the bottom right corner of the model. 14. The roundhouse is built as stables and stores for the Birmingham Corporation, found in the top left of the model. 15. The botanical gardens open in 1832, found in the centre left of the model. 16. Roach Pool is enlarged to create Edgbaston Reservoir, supplying the city's canal system, found in the top left of the model.
20th century. The second large board with grey laser cut wood depicts the concrete modernist age of 20th century Birmingham. There are a variety of key figures and landmarks included from the era, such as Spaghetti Junction, the BT Tower and the Bullring. This is a tactile piece of work. Please feel free to reach out and touch the laser cutting. Here are some words written by the people at Space Play to tell us more about the process of making this piece.
Our 20th century map tells the story of Birmingham's expansion into a truly international city. We were fascinated by the complete reinvention that the city experienced after the Second World War. Who was behind this new direction? What would the new city have looked like? How did it impact ordinary people's lives? Architects John Maydin and Herbert Manzoni were particularly notable in planning post-war Birmingham, and they were behind many of the buildings you can see in this map, including the Rotunda, Central Library, BT Tower and the Bullring Shopping Centre. That said, we wanted this map to reflect the many individuals whose names are not in the history books, but have nonetheless had a profound effect on the city's development. We were hugely inspired by the women workers at the famous Cadbury factory, while white-collar workers on the commute and the migrants who brought so much to Birmingham during this era. In the 20th century, Birmingham was the city of the car. In fact, it's difficult to overestimate the impact that the advent of motor vehicles has had on the city. Intricate road networks, traffic jams, music blaring from car windows. Birmingham had changed so much since the Victorian era, when horsepower was supreme. The roundhouse underwent a variety of changes during this era, going from stables to a council depot and then to the host of a range of small businesses. But the building itself stood constant as the urban landscape around it transformed, and we wanted to highlight the survival of this unique Victorian building in the context of radical urban redevelopment. A key challenge when selecting imagery and detail was to imagine how landmark architecture, such as the Odeon Cinema, the 1960s Bullring and Birmingham Library, and the Spaghetti Junction would have looked like when they were first built. Some of these buildings have been demolished, while others are still around and part of Birmingham's architectural heritage. We wanted to portray these buildings as they were on opening day, to evoke the feelings of excitement and intrigue which they undoubtedly would have been met with. Making a collage of photography from the time was helpful in bringing in and bringing out the details of the 20th century era. When looking at the collage as a whole, it was angular shapes, the concrete tons and crowded streets which came to the fore. Electrification of the railway lines brought fast-moving public transport, and the new ring road system for cars reshaped the city. Our maps emphasise these new transport networks, whilst the canal system is pushed back as an old forgotten network during this era. That said, we were also concerned with the individuals at the heart of the 20th century Birmingham. Zooming in on a tea taster at the Typhoo factory, office workers and children playing football provided a glimpse into the personalities who lived and worked in this sprawling concrete jungle. Once the master mould was fixed together and had dried, it was used to create a casting mould. We used silicon rubber to create this mould by pouring a liquid mixture over the wooden mat. Silicon set as a firm rubber and after several hours can then be peeled away from the master mould, creating a perfect imprint of it. The final map was then cast using concrete jesmonite. We chose this material as it best reflected the material used to build many of the 20th century urban landmarks portrayed in this map. A total of 6 kilograms of jesmonite was mixed by hand and cast into the silicon mould. After 24 hours, the mould was peeled away, leaving a solid cast relief of the artwork we had designed.
There is a short poem written underneath the board which reads, 20th Century Birmingham, the Modernist Era. The heart of a land twice battered by war. Broken but still beating, the city was reborn. Factories to fax machines, wagons to fast cars. A global population raising concrete to the stars. Underneath the laser cutting is a printed version, with a list of all the figures and landmarks included in the piece. They are 1. The King Kong statue by Nicholas Monroe, found in the upper centre of the model. 2. Herbert Manzoni and John Madden planning post-war Birmingham, including buildings like 3. The Rotunda. 4. Central Library. 5. BT Tower. 6. The Bullring Shopping Centre. These figures can be found in the upper centre of the model. 7. Tea bag production at the Typhoo factory, found in the centre right of the model. 8. Workers at the Birmingham Small Arms BSA factory, found in the centre right of the model. 9. Birmingham becomes the city of the car, found in the bottom right corner of the model. 10. High-rise flats creating homes of the future, found in the centre left of the model. 11. Pioneering entertainment centres, found in the upper centre of the model. 12. Women played a key part on the production line, found in the centre right of the model. 13. Women workers at Cadbury Factory in Bourneville, found in the bottom right of the model. 14. Service industries boom, creating a surge in office jobs, found in the centre left of the model. 15. Birmingham's first purpose-built mosque, found in the bottom right of the model. 16. Electrification of the train lines improves public transport. That said, the trams were gone by the 1960s. Found in the top left corner of the model. 17. University of Birmingham expands its campus. Found in the centre left of the model. 18. The Spaghetti Junctions innovates the British road system. Found in the top left corner of the model. 19. Moseley is a cultural centre for creatives. Found in the bottom centre of the model. 20. tram networks connect a sprawling city, found in the bottom centre of the model. 21. Edge Basin Reservoir offers green recreation to an urbanising city, found in the top left of the model. 22. The Roundhouse is a storage depot for the city's council, found in the top left of the model.
21st century. The final large model with white laser-cut wood depicts a new, not yet decided, and still ever-changing postmodernist age. There are a variety of key figures and landmarks, including the new Library of Birmingham, the development of HS2, and the 2022 Commonwealth Games.
When approaching the 21st century map, we aim to visually celebrate the Birmingham we know and love today. Initial conversations about what makes modern Birmingham special gave us lots of ideas to start with. With so much talk about, we chose to focus on characteristics which distinguish the 21st century Birmingham of the past. Postmodern architecture is emblematic of the 21st century. Love them or hate them, the curvy shapes, the shiny surfaces and experimental materials have put Birmingham on the map as a city looking towards the future. That said, modern times have also seen a rising consciousness around conservation. That buildings such as St Martin in the Bullring, Edge Basin Campus and the Roundhouse are prominent landmarks in the city. Architecture aside, we aim to portray 21st century Birmingham as a fast-moving melting pot of culture and creativity. Just like with the Victorian and Modernist map, we started by separating the postmodern map into 9 squares with an invisible grid. However, this time, we were somewhat less strict about staying within geographical boundaries as we wanted to emphasise the interconnected nature of the modern world. In general, we were not overly concerned with absolute geographical accuracy, but rather wanted to create a map which evoked the feeling of walking around the city. To achieve this, we often positioned the viewer inside the action when sketching the landmarks and characters featured in the map. Elsewhere, we used dramatic perspective to give a 3D effect, which would be further accentuated when the sketches were turned into sculptures. Our sketches were initially produced on an iPad and then transferred to a computer for further editing. We made these computerized line drawings 3D by selecting certain elements to be used later as separate layers. These layers were cut out of sheets of wood using laser cutting technology. The line drawings and textures were also engraved into the wood with the laser cutting machine, and the layers were then glued together by hand to create the master mould. Once the master mould was fixed together and had dried, it was used to create a casting mould. We used silicon rubber to create this mould by pouring a liquid mixture over the wooden map. The silicon sets as a firm rubber and after several hours can then be peeled away from the master mould, creating a perfect imprint of it. The final map was then cast using marble jesmonite. We chose this material as a nod to the 21st century urban places portrayed in this map. A total of 6 kilograms of jesmonite was mixed by hand and cast into the silicon mould. After 24 hours, the mould was peeled away, leaving a solid cast relief of the artwork we had designed.
There is a short poem written underneath a board which reads, 21st century Birmingham, the postmodern era. Reflected in the hubcaps on the skyline of today is a picture of diversity, a world of rapid change. A mirror to the present sees a city with a mission, looking forward to a future of creative ambition. Underneath the laser cutting is a printed version, with a list of all the figures and landmarks included in the piece. They are 1. Independent coffee shops are the new public hangouts, found in the centre at the very top of the model. 2. Birmingham hosts its biggest public event with the 2022 Commonwealth Games, found in the top right of the model. 3. High-speed rail is planned for the city through HS2, found in the top right of the model. 4. The Bullring continues to thrive as one of Europe's largest shopping centres, found in the top centre of the model. 5. New Street Station is regenerated into Grand Central, found in the top centre of the model. 6. Library of Birmingham pioneers postmodern architecture for the city, found in the top centre of the model. 7. Digbeth is a creative and cultural hub, found in the centre right of the model. 8. Birmingham student population booms, found in the bottom right of the model. 9. Modern technology transforms communication and connections in the city, found in the bottom right of the model. 10. Mosley's cosmopolitan culture continues with farmers markets and music festivals, found in the bottom centre of the model. 11. The Roundhouse is revived by National Trust and Canal and River Trust, found in the top left of the model. 12. Diaspora communities bring rich cultural presence to Birmingham, found in the bottom right of the model. 13. The Big City Plan brings new sustainable transport networks. Trams are reintroduced to the city, found in the centre of the model. 14. And cycle routes are developed, found in the centre of the model. 15. Canals are regenerated into recreational places, found in the top left of the model. 16. Birmingham skyline is constantly developing, full of cranes, promising a new exciting future, found in the top centre in the model.